'Twas the week before Christmas, and all Thrawn and Zoyle, the Bulldogs' hope of sweeping, the Beavers would foil. Between these two teams is much history. The reason for the lopsided record? A mystery. The Bulldogs, the number one team in the land. The Beavers often make them to skate in quicksand. Last night was no different. Last night was the same. After the first, the Bulldogs were losing the game.
Beavers back into the offensive zone it comes. Phil Marinaccio. Left side wall stops. Jerry Fitzgerald. Jerry has nobody to throw to on the right. Throws it down low for Dickman. Puck chopped around between the slot. He scores!
Miska got too far over to the near side post. He lunged to get to the post, and the puck went back door right through the five hole, and Bemidji State scores an Otter Tail power play goal, and Bemidji State goes up 1-0.
On we went through two more periods. Chances, they were a myriads. But neither goalie would give an inch, because neither goalie would flinch.
Bulldogs will toss it ahead. I follow. Left side wall shot comes in. Save made. Bitzer throws his stick out, makes another save. It hit Bitzer's pad kick right up the slot. He spun around with his back to the shooter, and it may have hit his stick.
5 minutes of overtime were not enough. That's when Zach Whitecloud showed he was hot stuff.
Charlie O'Connor carries it back behind his own net. Bulldogs also want a line change here. Charlie will leave it onto the stick of Whitecloud over for Jerry Fitzgerald. They've got Brendan Harms over on the left. Harms into the offensive zone. Down low, Whitecloud shoots. Scores! Zach Whitecloud and the Beavers win it in the 3-on-3 overtime.
The drop pass comes back for Zach Whitecloud, and he buries it right past Hunter Miska.
Was still the week before Christmas. And now on to Sanford Center. Who will be tonight's gold presenter? We do not yet know who will win the game. We hope the answer to be the same. Coach Cerutori said this about last eve, because after tonight, we get a week's reprieve.
You look at the guys' faces right now and the smiles on their face, so as long as they think it's a win, that's all that counts, Schultz. It doesn't matter what you think or I think. It just matters what those 28 guys in the locker room think.
That's got to help for tomorrow night, I would suspect.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, we're going after the series win tomorrow, and that trophy we have, Babe the Blue Ox. So Duluth's going to be fighting on all cylinders and kicking on all cylinders, as so are we.
We hope you all will jump to your feet, as Beaver goals make you jump from your seat. And as the players head home after tonight's Bulldog fight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.